anger. And my dad came up this way.
Okay, so...
I hit the first stairs here, and I was coming down the stairs. That's when I pointed the gun at my dad and told him to stay away.
Okay, so your dad's coming this direction.
Yeah. And that's when I was going down the stairs, that's when I told my dad to stay away, and I backed him off.
So your dad is going the direction. So he's kind of in between this white truck and the building here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going in the direction that the white truck is facing.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're over in front of this white pickup.
Yeah,
that's behind door number two there.
Yeah.
All right, so you're right here, and that's when you point the gun at him?
Yeah, and that's when he backed off, and that's when I went to the next door.
Okay, so he backs off. And does he back up here?
Yeah, he backed off quite a ways. I mean, okay. he stayed about 5 feet away from me the whole time.
So, and you're walking...
That way, yeah.
I walk through the
cars, building the truck.
Okay, to the next door here.
To this door.
And you try that door there.
And that's when he...
Okay, does he come up the stairs and confront you up the stairs?
I could have been halfway down. I don't remember.
Okay.
From hitting the door to, I don't remember, down the stairs, up the stairs, he had gained control of me.
Okay.
And the guy.
And when he gains control of you, you guys are face-to-face as opposed to face-to-back?
I could have been. I'm not positive.
Okay.
I know the first thing he did was grab the hand with the gun.
Okay, so he grabs the hand with the gun. And so you guys are kind of struggling right here in between the two?
Yes.
In between door two and three on the picture photo. Okay.
It could have been, I was down at that door. But I know we were struggling down.
Now, after he struggles with you, and that's when the shot goes out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, as I told you, I remember seeing that, I've disarmed him, I've got it.
Okay, and the shot goes off in this area right here?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to put circle with an S.
Put that way.
The area.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it was this stairwell because I remember when the shot went off, I remember seeing that truck there.
Okay. Seeing the green truck?
Yes.
Okay, so you shoot in this direction. Does he let go of you at that time?
No. He had control of me the whole entire time.
Okay.
He was yelling it. I remember him yelling at him, I've got him.
And does he disarm
him
here?
Well, I remember him saying, I've got the gun, I've got him.
Okay.
And that's what I say. Like I said, he was on top of me. And did I have a gun in my hand? I could have, but I don't remember it.
Okay.
Because I remember when my dad being shot, my dad was on top of me. He was shot, he fell over, and I went to help him. And I remember him telling me, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling the officer he shot my dad.
And okay.
That's...
Because what other people are saying is the shot goes off, and you regain control of the gun, and you come back up here.
To the next set of stairs?
And you sit on this platform up here under door number three here. You sit on the platform, and that's... Remember I told you that they're saying that the gun is kind of at port arms? Do you remember that?
No. I don't remember that at all.
Okay. So the way you remember it is you come up here to door number two, come back down. And right down here is your dad and you have...
It discharged, he took it, bang, he had me,
and then
he got shot.
He takes it away from you, and shortly...
I don't ever remember sitting up on the stairs with it in my hand.
Right.
After it discharged, that's why I'm saying after it discharged, I'm pretty sure I let go of it.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm pretty sure that it just shocked the hell out of me.
All right.
I couldn't believe I had done that.
Okay. So it discharges, he... takes it away, and then bang, you hear the second one, and that's, where do you see the deputy, where is she?
See, this is why I'm kind of sure I wasn't up there, but I believe she was right here at the back of this white truck, and she was pointed our way.
Okay, so she's in the photographic picture, she's right
she kind of be right behind it.
right behind.
I'm not positive. I mean, I told you the other night. I the gun had went off this diagonal and she was over there.
I'm gonna put a circle on a D1 attaching there. Okay, so she's kind of behind this truck license number. Yeah. It looks like E494666. Okay, she's at the right for the passenger's rear side of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had her gun pointed at us.
All right.
Me and my dad.
Do you see any other deputies at that time?
No, she was the only one I ever saw.
Okay, after that, do you see any other
deputies? She was the only one. After that, they were on me. And like, they should have been so quick that, and I had so much pepper spray and I couldn't see nobody.
Okay.
She was the only one I ever saw.
Do you know which one, where'd the pepper spray come from?
I have no idea. I just know there was lots of pepper spray.
Lots of pepper spray.
I know there was
lots of cops.
Yeah. I don't know how many cops. I don't know who was there, how many was there.
All right.
And
at some point, that's when you hear Kelly again.
It could have been Kelly. It could have been a number of people.
Okay.
It could have been. I know she told me she wasn't there.
All right.
So, yeah, it could have been.
Okay.
You're hearing things, voices. It could have been anybody.
All right. Anything else?
I wish I could remember more. I really did.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm trying my best.
Alcohol does that to us.
One thing I'll never do again.
I crashed here, like I told you before, I crashed 4/17, damn near lost my life. I lost 8 days. I lost total 8 days of memory. Still haven't ever regained it. But I was on morphine for 2 weeks. 8 days gone like that.
I almost wish I would have lost my life, you know? I still got pepper spray all on my hands and my face, and I haven't been able to get it out.
Have you washed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tons of times.
I'm
going to start tearing up, and it's going to start getting my eyes, is why I say that.
Okay. Well, from what I know of it, because I've been shot with it before. It reignites itself probably for a day and a half.
Okay.
Or so. But
I'll just keep pointing it out then.
Yeah, it comes out. And I know first time I've been shot with it like 3 times now, and the first time I got shot with it. Sitting there, they do the demonstration. I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette. Nothing, no, do anything else. So might as well smoke a cigarette. And the best thing, and I know you got ventilation up there.
Yeah.
Best thing is to put your face right in front of the ventilator when it starts heating. Get your face in some wind, and some wind will knock down the. But yes, when you take a shower,
it burns.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it burned for 2 days from me.
Brushing my teeth this morning, my lips started burning, so
it'll go away. Alright, let me get our photograph.
Alright.
Jim Panza. He's kind of been working
Chad?
On...
Yes. How you doing, Chad?
He's kind of been working on this with us over the weekend. That's your letter to your dad?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay, I just had a couple of questions for you, Chad. When you came back up, you came up the steps, you said?
Yeah. From your house.
From your house. Okay. Did you have contact with anybody from when you came up the steps to when you had the confrontation with your dad in the service area there?
Leaving my house?
No. This is... Once you got up the steps and were heading back towards the building, the War Memorial building?
No confrontation.
Are you sure?
As far as I can remember, I had seen nobody.
Okay.
I saw it across the dark field all the way to the Memorial building.
Because there was a couple of people out there saw a confrontation that took place right about across from the service area on that walkway right by the playing field there, by the Fillmore Junior High School.
Walkway?
Yeah, there's a sidewalk there.
That's on across the street.
Across the street from the service area.
I don't believe I walked across the street.
Why don't you use the diagram through here?
Okay, this is here's the service area.
Yeah.
Back this way is, I guess, the playing fields for the junior high school.
Over on this side.
Here's the high school parking lot here. Somewhere, right in here, there's another there's a walkway.
Yeah, it's a little walkway right here. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a little sidewalk. It's a walkway there. And if you take it back, then you got the Fillmore Junior High School building here.
Yes.
Okay. It was right in this area somewhere.
I don't remember. It could have been, again, like I said, my father.
These witnesses told me the person was wearing, was your dad wearing a tuxedo?
No. Yeah, he was wearing a suit. No.
Okay. This person was wearing a tuxedo without a jacket.
That had actually been my father. He didn't have a jacket.
Okay. But he also had a female with him.
It could have been my mother. I knew
Except they were younger. They were in their 20s.
No. Not that I remember, no.
Okay.
Don't remember none of that.
These people came from the building over here to confront you and confronted you, and you don't remember pointing a gun at them at all?
No, not at all.
And saying anything?
No.
Okay.
Don't remember that at all.
Do you remember having a confrontation over here in this parking lot at all with your parents?
No.
Prior to that?
No.
All right. If you can remember anything, would you be willing to talk to me about it later?
I'm willing to talk to you about anything.
Okay. You just can't remember anything like that?
Like I told him, the walking down the stairs, walking up the stairs, I remember, I knew I walked through the field, but... That's all I'm remembering.
Well, could have something like that happened over there
Anything could have happened. Anything is possible. I just don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. Well,
let me solidify this. Are you saying you don't remember it could have happened, or you don't believe
it happened? I don't think it happened.
Okay.
I don't remember it happening.
All right. Okay. As opposed to... Not remembering.
Just no, I don't remember it happening at all.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Chad.
Okay. You're dead. I'm still waiting for my photo, guys. It'll be done in a couple minutes. We're out doing something else.
Hey, Chad, I just got to ask you something. Do you remember the names of the people in the wedding party? You were in the wedding party,
yeah,
weren't
you? I was in the wedding party.
Okay. Okay, do you remember the name?
Rod.
No last name at all?
No, Rod and Ronnie. They're both brothers.
There was only two others additional?
No, there's others.
Is Ronnie was in it too?
Yeah, Ronnie.
Okay.
They're brothers. My brother, Ryan.
Hold on a second. Ryan?
Yeah. Ryan Morales?
Yes.
Okay. Who else? Jason. Lowe.
L-O-W-E?
Mark Morales. My cousin Johnny and his wife.
That's the bride and groom. What's his wife's name?
Renee.
You know Johnny's last name?
Good. We call him on.
What about the girls in the wedding? Any of them?
There's Maribel. My wife. Kelly.
I don't know.
I think my wife
Kelly Morales.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yvonne or Yvette?
Yvonne or Yvette?
I think it's Yvette.
Last name at all?
No. Kathy?
Was your sister Lacey in it?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, okay. Kathy?
I don't remember who else. I can't think of any other girl's name.
So, let's see.
Tina.
One. Okay.
Tina.
Hopefully that matches up. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's one other I can't think of her name.
You can't think of the last one?
I can't think of her name.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.